Leaders in the U.S. Senate announced today that they'll vote on a health care bill early Christmas Eve day. The vote is now scheduled for 8 a.m. Washington time instead of late that night. The bump up in timing is giving Alaska senators hope they'll make it home for the holiday. Senator Lisa Murkowski said today she's aiming to fly out of Washington mid-Thursday. Murkowski and the Senate's other 39 Republicans are still battling tooth and nail against the health care bill Democrats are advancing this week. As APRN's Libby Casey reports, even though it includes some elements Murkowski has long fought for, she says the overall bill is bad for Alaska.
Lisa Murkowski is one of the Senate's biggest Republican champions for improving Alaska Native and Native American health care. She's fought to reauthorize the Indian Health Service, something that hasn't been done in 20 years. And she's worked across party lines on issues like getting more long-term care options in rural Alaska and funding Native youth suicide prevention programs. Now the Indian Health Care Improvement Act is part of the larger health care bill on the table this week. It puts Murkowski in a tough spot. She'll vote against the overall bill, even though it includes something she's championed.
I have been the prime co-sponsor with Senator Dorgan to advance Indian health care reform. I still absolutely support all that is contained within it. My concern, of course, has been you roll that into a package like this health care reform bill, which I simply cannot support the underlying bill. It certainly complicates the issue for me.
Murkowski calls her support for Indian health care reform unwavering, as is her longtime support for preventative care measures that are now in the Democrats' bill. And she does like some of its insurance reforms.
I have said all throughout what we need to be working on is ensuring that we don't cut off those with pre-existing conditions. That is a piece that is included within the bill.
Murkowski has also long supported the National Health Service Corps, whose providers work in parts of the country with doctor shortages. The Democrats' bill would bump up their loan repayments.
I have been working on increasing funding for National Health Service Corps since I've been back here. In fact, I've been recognized for my work in doing just that. It's an important piece, certainly, to attract more providers to the state, but I think we need to appreciate that that's really long-term.
Murkowski says that's not enough to tackle the huge and immediate problem of getting more doctors in Alaska to take Medicare patients.
One of the provisions that is being touted is all of these free screenings for seniors. You can get your colonoscopy, you can do all this. That's great. It is important. But how good is it if you can't get in to see the doctor who will give you the colonoscopy? And that's where we really haven't figured out how to address the meat of the Medicare issue.
Some of Murkowski's ideas to fix the Medicare reimbursement problem were scuttled by Democrats and did not end up in the final bill. She wanted to allow patients 65 and older to purchase private insurance rather than have Medicare as their primary insurer. And she wanted to find a way to make up the difference between what Medicare pays providers and what private insurance pays. Murkowski and her fellow Republicans talked to reporters Tuesday about their dislike of the overall bill. She says it's not just her caucus that disapproves. Murkowski says while feedback from voters usually tapers off as the holidays near, this year is an exception.
In my office, the number of calls, the number of faxes, the number of emails from constituents saying, "What in the world's going on?" has just gone through the roof. And we thought that the opposition to this legislation was overwhelming a month or so ago. It seems that with every day, and my colleagues have each mentioned this, as they learn more, the people in the state of Alaska are saying, "What do you do? This isn't working."
Murkowski says the legislation will cost Americans more and won't increase their access to health care. But despite her concerns, Democrats get closer every day to passing their health care bill. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.